What up, y'all? What's going on? I'm your host, Jared, from the Lanyash Podcast. Give me what you need and news and interviews. Today on the show, we have someone I've been knowing. I didn't realize it's been that long, probably going on over 20 years, coming to the show. Her name is Sarah Sheffin, Kevin. Oh, I think I butchered that last name. How you pronounce it? How you pronounce your last name again? I knew it before she got married. Forgive me. So she's the CEO of Lux Essentials Hair Care. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Mm-hmm. So give people a little background about yourself.
Well, let's see. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, East New Orleans. I went to Ray Abrams Elementary School off Dwyer, I'm sorry. And then I went to Livingston Middle School, and then I ended up going uptown to Rob Wynn High School. And then after that, I graduated from Rob Wynn. Then I decided to pursue a college career in psychology at the University of New Orleans. I decided to finish my bachelor's degree there. No, well, not at UNO, because then Hurricane Katrina hit. After Hurricane Katrina happened, then I decided to go to Texas and finish my bachelor's degree in psychology at Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. And I also pursued a minor in human sciences. After that, I decided to pursue a master's degree at Loyola University to receive my master's of science in counseling. And now I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I'm more of an administrative role in my clinical career. And I'm married, and I have three children. And this is where I am now. And I have Lux Essential Hair Care.
always busy, especially a handful when it comes to your kids.
Yes.
So what made you want to get into the hair industry?
A lot of people don't know. When I was 14 years old, I've always been intrigued by hair and hair care. When I was 14, I was a shampoo assistant for my own hairstylist. And she used to let me shampoo her customers, help clean up her shop. And I just used to watch her and watch everything she would do. And I enjoyed it. I just enjoy, you know, what it takes to take care of hair, the formation of hair, the biology of hair. And I just enjoy learning about it. Now, also my daughter, one of my twins, she had developed an iron deficiency. And with her iron deficiency, she ended up developing a condition called pica. And unfortunately, she was 1 year old at the time. So unfortunately, with that situation going on with her, she ended up, you know, pulling her own hair out, and she ended up eating her hair. And so she was, of course, completely bald in the front. You know, her hairline stopped here. And I ended up, you know, I already was intrigued by hair. So, of course, I have to grow my baby's hair back. Of course, I don't want to walking around like that. So I had to research and figure out how can I get this to grow back quicker than the usual shampoo, wash, hair grease, whatever. So, and don't get me wrong, hair grease is great, but I think I had to go beyond, right? So that's when I started doing different mixtures. I started dipping in essential oils, doing some research. And then that's when her hair started growing back, when I started using these oils I would create. And so my husband was like, well, why don't you do something with this? And I was like, no, I think I just prefer to just do my girl's hair and, you know, use, you know, the products on my hair. And so happened he come home with some jars or bottles out of the blue. He was like, okay, so now what you're going to do? And so that's when, you know, Lux Essential came about.
Wow. So you created that just from an issue you're having with your daughter's hair. That's amazing. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Black girl woman, black girl power, creativity.
I know, right? Yeah, man. That was heartbreaking to see my daughter in that situation, for your child to witness your child with a condition where she's eating her own hair. That's not good. So
Exactly.
yeah, but she's good now. You know, we got her iron levels back. She's on her supplements and of course her hair has grown back fully, of course. So she's good now.
All right. So you did that. So you created it to help your daughter out. So what made you want to start the whole company or brand? Because you know most people, especially you already have a 9 to 5. What made you want to branch out and start your own company?
Well, with not only being persuaded by seeing the progress my daughter has established, but and with my husband being my motivator, this is not my first time doing a big chop and going and becoming natural. This is my second time becoming natural. So even in the beginning, and also even when I was relaxed, you know, it I realized that a lot of women who decide to go natural struggle or have some type of hardship with maintaining their natural hair and maintaining the care of it when it comes to hair care products and personal maintenance and hair care regimen. And so, you know, knowing that and knowing that I already loved hair and I know I wanted to be a problem solver when it comes to natural hair, I said, you know what? Let me formulate further. Let me start formulating other products and something that's really going to ignite hair growth and be a problem solver for our natural queens out there. You know, having natural hair is a beautiful thing, it is, but it's a task. And having the right products that are going to maintain your hair growth and not only the hair growth, but treat your scalp and consistent and has long lasting results when you use the product is very important to me. So that's why I went ahead and branch off further because I want to be a problem solver. You know, I want to help women who do have natural hair and a lot of women with natural hair, they have a hard time with moisture retention, breakage, because I don't think it's that they don't want to care for their hair. I think it's a lack of knowledge on what product fits your hair, your particular hair. So,
Okay. All right. So you have some right here that you want to show the people? Don't you have some product right in front of you?
what you say? It broke
Don't you
up.
have some products right in front of you?
Yes, I have
Yes.
Luxe Essential hair mask that I am hoping to revamp one day at some point soon. I have our Luxe Essential hair growth and scalp treatment oil. And I also have our Luxe Essential Honey Hair Mask Booster. I absolutely love this. I'm seeing this on the screen. I absolutely love the booster hair mask. It is phenomenal. But all three products are great for your hair. All three of them helps with excessive shedding, breakage prevention, scalp stimulation. You cannot grow healthy hair without a healthy scalp. So, you know, I developed my hair growth oil, and this hair growth oil has also been consulted with a chemist as well. So I have a chemist on board with me that I consult with when I started developing these things because, you know, I need somebody who also specializes in certain areas where I need further assistance. You know, I'm dealing with people's skin here. So that's what made me also consult with a chemist while formulating my products.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So how does that work? Like when you doing products at home and then you have to outsource, I guess, to get them manufactured with a chemist. How does that work?
But I manufacture them on my own at this time.
Okay.
Handcraft all of my products on my own. But with the chemist, I, you know, schedule a schedule an appointment with her, and then, you know, before I once I formulated my hair oil, And then, yeah, once I formulated my hair oil, that's when I scheduled with her, and she reviewed and went through all of the ingredients and talked about, we talked about the pH balance, and we talked about allergies, like allergenics. Say it for me.
Okay, allergenics.
We went into the allergy perspective of the formulation to make sure, you know, we are safe in that ballpark. You know what I mean? But I also have a disclaimer on my website, you know, to do patch tests first, because, you know, with essential oil blends and blending with other carrier oils and other essential oils, you have to be careful.
What's going on, y'all? This is Jerry, your host from the Lanyard Legend Podcast. Hoping you're enjoying the episode that you tuned into. Please, if you're interested in marketing or advertising with us, please hit us up on lanyardlegends.com, or you can give us a call at 504-470-3236. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of the episode. What up, y'all? What's going on? I'm your host, Jared, from the Lanyard Podcast. Give me what you need in news and interviews. Today on the show, we have someone I've been knowing. I didn't realize it's been that long, probably going on over 20 years, coming to the show. Her name is Sarah Sheffin, Kevin. Oh, I think I butchered that last name. How you pronounce it? How you pronounce your last name again? I knew it before she got married. Forgive me. So she's the CEO of Lux Essentials Hair Care. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Mm-hmm. So give people a little background about yourself.
Well, let's see. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, East New Orleans. I went to Ray Abrams Elementary School off Dwyer, I'm sorry. And then I went to Livingston Middle School, and then I ended up going uptown to Rob Wynn High School. And then after that, I graduated from Rob Wynn. Then I decided to pursue a college career in psychology at the University of New Orleans. And then I decided to finish my bachelor's degree there. No, well, not at UNO, because then Hurricane Katrina hit. After Hurricane Katrina happened, then I decided to go to Texas and finish my bachelor's degree in psychology at Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. And I also pursued a minor in human sciences. After that, I decided to pursue a master's degree at Loyola University to receive my master's of science in counseling. And now I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I'm more of an administrative role in my clinical career. And I'm married, and I have three children. And this is where I am now. And I have Lux Essential Hair Care.
always busy, especially handful when it comes to your kids.
Yes.
So what made you want to get into the hair industry?
A lot of people don't know. When I was 14 years old, I've always been intrigued by hair and hair care. When I was 14, I was a shampoo assistant for my own hairstylist. And she used to let me shampoo her customers, help clean up her shop. And I just used to watch her and watch everything she would do. And I enjoyed it. I just enjoy, you know, what it takes to take care of hair, the formation of hair, the biology of hair. And I just enjoy learning about it. Now, also my my daughter, one of my twins, she had developed an iron deficiency. And with her iron deficiency, she ended up developing a condition called pica. And unfortunately, she was 1 year old at the time. So unfortunately, with that situation going on with her, she ended up, you know, pulling her own hair out, and she ended up eating her hair. And so she was, of course, completely bald in the front. You know, her hairline stopped here. And I ended up, you know, I already was intrigued by hair. So, of course, I have to grow my baby's hair back. Of course, I don't want to walking around like that. So I had to research and figure out how can I get this to grow back quicker than, you know, than the usual shampoo, wash, hair grease, whatever. So and don't get me wrong, hair grease is great, but I think I had to go beyond. Right. So that's when I started doing different mixtures. I started dipping in essential oils, doing some research. And then that's when her hair started growing back, when I started using these oils I would create. And so my husband was like, well, why don't you do something with this? And I was like, no, I think I just prefer to just do my girl's hair and, you know, use, you know, the products on my hair. And so happened he come home with some jars or bottles out of the blue. He was like, okay, so now what you gonna do? And so that's when, you know, Lux Essential came about.
Wow, so you created that just from an issue you're having with your daughter's hair. That's amazing. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Black girl woman, black girl power, creativity.
I know, right? Yeah, man. That was heartbreaking to see my daughter in that situation, for your child to witness your child with a condition where she's eating her own hair. That's not good. So
exactly.
Yeah, but she's good now. You know, we got her iron levels back. She's on her supplements, and of course, she's, you know, her hair has grown back fully, of course. So she's good now.
All right. So you did that. So you created it to help your daughter out. So what made you want to start the whole company or brand? Because, you know, most people, especially you already have a 9-to-5. What made you want to branch out and start your own company?
Well, with not only being persuaded by seeing the progress my daughter has established, but and with my husband being my motivator, this is not my first time doing a big chop and going and becoming natural. This is my second time becoming natural. So even in the beginning, and also even when I was relaxed, you know, I realized that a lot of women who decide to go natural struggle or have some type of hardship with maintaining their natural hair and maintaining the care of it when it comes to hair care products and personal maintenance and hair care regimen. And so, you know, knowing that and knowing that I already loved hair and I knew I wanted to be a problem solver when it comes to natural hair, I said, you know what, let me formulate further. Let me start formulating other products and something that's really going to ignite hair growth and be a problem solver for our natural queens out there. You know, having natural hair is a beautiful thing. It is, but it's a task. And having the right products that are going to maintain your hair growth and not only the hair growth, but treat your scalp and consistent and has long lasting results when you use the product is very important to me. So that's why I went ahead and branched off further, because I want to be a problem solver. You know, I want to help women who do have natural hair, and a lot of women with natural hair, they have a hard time with moisture retention, breakage, because I don't think it's that they don't want to care for their hair. I think it's a lack of knowledge on what product fits your hair, your particular hair.
So. Okay. All right. So you have some things right here that you want to show the people? Don't you have some product right in front of you?
What you say? It broke
don't
up.
Don't you have some products right in front of you?
Yes. I have Lux Essential hair mask that I am hoping to revamp one day at some point soon. I have our Lux Essential hair growth and scalp treatment oil. And I also have our Luxe Essential Honey Hair Mask Booster. I absolutely love this. Let's see, it's on the screen. I absolutely love the booster hair mask. It is phenomenal. But all three products are great for your hair. All three of them helps with excessive shedding, breakage prevention, scalp stimulation. You cannot grow healthy hair without a healthy scalp. So, you know, I developed my hair growth oil, and this hair growth oil has also been consulted with a chemist as well. So I have a chemist on board with me that I consult with when I started developing these things, because, you know, I need somebody who also specializes in certain areas where I need further assistance. You know, I'm dealing with people's skin here. So that's what made me also consult with a chemist while formulating my products.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So, so how does that work? Like when you doing products at home, and then you have to outsource, I guess, to get them manufactured with a chemist. How does that work?
Well, I manufacture them on my own at this time.
Okay.
Handcraft all of my products on my own, but with the chemist, I schedule an appointment with her. And then, you know, once I formulated my hair oil, that's when I scheduled with her, and she reviewed and went through all of the ingredients and talked about the pH balance, and we talked about allergies, like allergenics. Say it for me.
Okay. Allergenics.
Went into the allergy perspective of the formulation to make sure, you know, we are safe in that ballpark. You know what I mean? But I also have a disclaimer on my website, you know, to do patch tests first, because, you know, with essential oil blends and blending with other carrier oils and other essential oils, you have to be careful.
Growing up with a fault is a challenge facing thousands of boys in New Orleans. For too many of them, the challenge will prove overwhelming. Son of a Saint exists for these boys, providing mentorship, education, recreation, camaraderie, culture enrichment, emotional support, and helping to fill the void for dozens of fatherless young men in New Orleans. Please, please go to sonofasaint.org, donate, give your time, provide some mentorship to these young boys. If you're interested, please, please follow them on all the platforms. Son of a Saint. Thank you for listening. We out.
Again, I handcraft my products, you know what I mean? So I can't be careless in the community. I have to, of course, even then still, if I'm not in the community, I still have to wear a glove, mask up when I'm developing and handcrafting my products, because at the end of the day, we still have a pandemic. And then even if we didn't, I would still have to do that to make sure my consumers have fresh, clean products going into their possession. But it hasn't impacted it. I just know that I take the proper precautions when I'm in the community to make sure when I'm handcrafting, I'm not sick, and I'm, you know, I'm not bringing things back to where I develop my product and causing things to manifest in my consumer's products, you know. So that's how it hasn't affected me, but that's the precautions that I take due to, you know, what we're dealing with in the community right now.
Okay. All right. So, what type of, since we're in a technology age, everything is automated, you need technology, it's just a must in most businesses. What technology or apps, programs, or services are you utilizing to help you with your business?
Shopify. I use Shopify is what I use for my website platform. And like I said, you know, my Instagram engine, Facebook, and TikTok. Of course, I use my laptop, my cell phone. Now, my business mentor and her business is Heel of Entrepreneurs, Miss Elizabeth. She's amazing, Miss Elizabeth Mindy, Heels of Entrepreneurs. She's on Instagram. You can follow her. But what she
free
does.
Free shout outs, huh? Free shout outs. Huh? I say free shout outs, huh? That's what's up.
Free shout outs. Yeah, she's phenomenal. But, you know, the way her technology mind goes and how she developed the content, she uses her codes and everything to kind of code that stuff in Instagram and Shopify, and that's her zone. But for me, I use Shopify and, you know, Instagram and Facebook and TikTok for my technology purposes. Yeah, for me.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. So you've been doing this, your hair product line, for a while. So what advice would you give someone who wants to start maybe the same or similar service? What would be the do's and don'ts of starting a hairline? Hair products, excuse me.
I think education is key. Research, reading, getting connected with a chemist, finding a chemist that is knowledgeable and you can trust, reading, buying books on your own, researching, understanding what product, what ingredient or formulation is best for this scalp, or for this hair type or this scalp condition and things like that. Research, developing a plan, having a budget, a specific audience and a specific problem that you want to solve when you want to develop this hair care brand. Of course, everybody, you know, all hair care brands, mostly from what I see, has the same goal: hair growth, scalp health, and moisture retention, breakage prevention. We all, you know, it seemed like we all in this industry have that goal, right? But then you can have that goal, but then how are your products or maintaining that and showing results? So with that being said, you have to do your research on how my product can solve this problem, you know, can fix this for this woman who has this thinning area she's been experienced for the last 3 years and been using every product you can think of, and now she's reaching out to you. Can your product prevent, you know, give her the results she needs? And researching what hair care ingredient, what essential oil, what carrier oil, what can ignite that hair growth, what can increase the natural oils, that sebum gland, what can help that gland to increase those natural oils, increase that blood flow. Those things are important. So researching and educating yourself, maybe going back to school for certification. I would love to go back to school for cosmetology. That is one goal of mine, but because I have a primary career and I'm developing another business, things are not in my favor. But that's why I can say I have a chemist and I read and I research. I have one of my books here.
Okay. The Science of Black Hair. I see that.
Yeah. Reading, and it's late night. Sometimes I'm up 2, 3 in the morning, and I'm reading and I'm researching, I'm reading, and then I gotta get right back up at 4:30 and complete work for my 9 to 5. Then get my 3 kids ready for school. It's around the clock. I think I probably only get 2 to 3 hours of sleep or so, maybe. But what I'm gonna do?
I was just about to ask you about work life balance. But you just answered that question.
Yeah.
I understand. So when you, a lot of people want to start their own business or start some type of entrepreneurship efforts, but they don't realize how much time it takes and stuff like that. I think me and you was on Facebook Messenger last night at 1:30.
Oh,
talking about.
Derek, we be on, but since we were talking about the podcast, that's the time me and you communicate. If you know.
Right.
we up, we might be sleeping, but I'm still up, you know.
Exactly. I think, like, when you trying to start something from ground up, from scratch, it takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of time, and like me and you, we both have family, we have multiple kids, we married, our spouses have careers. Our kids got activities, so it's a lot of stuff we try to balance, and then we got so much responsibility, and then we trying to do our own thing. With, man, you are not lying. Staying up late, looking at videos, editing, doing photo. Oh man, I understand completely. I think we had the conversation when I told you. I think when you setting up an interview, I think it's like maybe a couple weeks ago, and I told you, like, yo, this is what I do to calm myself down. Sometimes entrepreneurs, we push ourselves so much that we can reach a breaking and burning out point. And yeah. I have at least a couple of times. So what I do now, I make sure I work out. I make sure I play the game. Mm-hmm. I go play some games with my son and my daughter. Make sure I take them to the activities, make coaches.
Yeah.
Have for some downtime, like to get away.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to touch on that self-care because, you know, yeah, even though yes. you know, I'm telling you guys, yeah, I'm up, you know, and I get about 3 hours of sleep or four if I'm lucky. You know, I'm up and I'm rolling, but I do know how to say, okay, stop. I gotta call it in. I gotta tap out for a second, and I know how to kind of just woo stop. You know, I gotta take care of myself. I have to take care of myself. I have to have self-care moments, being that, you know, I have meditation times where I have my bubble baths and I read my, you know, my books, my motivational books when it comes to prayers for women. I pray, you know, I sit down and I funnel things. I think about, you know, did I do this correctly, or how could I have done this differently if I didn't do it correctly? You know, I thank God for that mistake anyway, and then I reprocess it, you know, processing, thinking, meditating, that alone time, being by yourself, spending time with your family. And sometimes you might have moments where you just gotta completely block out your business and block out your 9-to-5 and just focus on your kids and your family and your husband or wife, because you have to focus on them. You have to be able to funnel your thought process, because if not, you're gonna experience burnout. You're gonna have a breakdown. You're not gonna be able to maintain and organize. And when you can't maintain and organize and you all are messed up, then everything is gonna fall apart. So self-care and meditation and, you know, prayer, and not forcing prayer on anybody. I mean, hey, you do you. You know, whatever you believe in, you do you. But I'm just saying what works for me, you know, prayer and meditation and downtime and alone time, and then having moments where my job and Lux Essential is nowhere in the agenda is what helps me. You got to take care of yourself. You got to, especially women. Women, we are like the spearheads, you know, we carry a lot of tasks, and I think society becomes oblivious, you know, to women, you know, to how we maintain so much. And I'm not saying men don't, you know, men, of course, they're the kings. They are the king of the household, right? You know, right. They're who they are. Men, I'm not downing men or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, women, we deal with a lot, and we mainly deal with the kids. We mainly deal with the organization of the home. You see what I'm saying? Men, you guys deal with it too, but the women, we have to hold it and organize it, you know?
Right. Yeah, so, I usually do organize and stuff like that. We men typically worry about the big things. Y'all don't worry about the details.
Yes.
Organization. So that's what we worry about. What? Man, I'm more about shelter, feeding y'all, clothing y'all, and money.
Right.
You know, you can worry about, my wife worry about the details, stuff like that. I'm just worried about the major stuff.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about some organizations that you're a part of that help out the community.
We'll
talk about that.
So I am a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Now, am I fully active at this time? No. And I'm not fully active because I, you know, I have my three kids, and I have, you know, my business, and I have, you know, my other primary career. So I have a lot of things going on. And I know me, when I put my all into something, I want to give it my 100%. You know what I mean? So, I mean, some SORAWs, if they tend to watch this, they might say, oh, you know, you might be making excuses. If, you know, I'm not going to knock anyone who feels that way. Hey, you know, do you, if that's how you feel, awesome. But I know what's best for me at this time. And I love my sorority. I don't think I would have wanted to join no other sorority. Zeta Phi Beta is phenomenal. And all the sororities are phenomenal. Trust and believe, we're all collegiate Black women that are successful. However, Zeta Phi Beta is my heart, you know, and I love my sisters so much. So, and you know, we do a lot in the community. We give a lot, especially to the youth. You know, we have our auxiliary program for girls who have a desire to become, you know, a finer woman. So, you know, right now with that, I'm not heavily, you know, participating. However, you know, I know that in the future I want to get back heavy with my sorority and put back with them as soon as possible, when I can. However, in other ways that I do give back to the community, more or less not so much part of an organization, but for myself, I you know, I support a lot of black, small black owned businesses, even big black owned businesses. I support, I share, I buy goods. You know, so that's my personal thing that I do. When I find out there's a new black-owned business, I share, I support, I research what it's about, and I buy goods and I purchase, and I'm returning the purchase, and I let people know about this black-owned business. I'm always supporting black-owned businesses, 100%. Also, I consistently give back to the Harvest Food Bank all the time. I have an amount that I contribute to them often because I know it feeds families, and I don't know how many I feed a day. I just help out. I don't care how much I feed a day, as long as I know that I'm providing some family with some type of meal, you know. So that's my disclaimer as far as the community. Oh, I am also a part of the board of directors. I'm the president for a new up and coming mental health agency that's coming. I think it's okay. Yeah, so it's let's see, Beyond Behavioral Health Services. So Ms. Leslie is the CEO of that, and she'll be coming out with that soon. So that's another way that I'm giving back to the community. I, you know, she asked me to be a part of her board, and I said, sure. So, you know, I want to help her out with making sure that her organization is developed, and she is developed and organized where she wants it to be, and you know, she's driving in the community when she's ready to go full throttle. So she has faith in me, and I wanted to volunteer. And so I said, sure, I'll be your president for your board. Let's go, Miss Leslie. What are we going to do?
So, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't, even though we do all these things, family, working, starting our own businesses, we still got to give back to our communities as well as our own businesses. That's why I created this platform, so we can get more people be aware of the business organizations around the area that we all can support. That's what's up. Congratulations on being a board member as well.
Thanks.
I got a few more questions for you. So can you tell me about the moment, wait, before that, can you tell me what has been the biggest mistake you've made in your business? And if you have one, how did you bounce back from it? Or what did you learn from it?
I think the biggest mistake I made with my business is, I think, I'm trying to think, what was it? I think putting finances out there toward marketing and not understanding the investment part of it, of getting a return and receiving a return.
Okay. You talking about social media marketing, or just
like running ads and not being knowledgeable about running ads on Facebook and Instagram and losing out on a lot of money, and you doing this, and because running ads is very strategic. That is so strategic, and I didn't realize how strategic it was until I started running ads and spending money and running ads and spending money and not getting nothing in return, until when I started working with my business mentor, she's like, please discontinue doing that for now. Discontinue it. Just stop. You know, she's like, you cannot keep dishing out this money like this. You have to be able to invest and then get a return. So just stop that. You know, so I think that's the biggest issue, not being aware of marketing and the strategy of marketing and finances. If you don't have a marketing budget set,
when What's up, y'all? What's going on? This is Jerry, your host from the Lane Legends Podcast. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Would you please kindly subscribe, follow, like, and share this episode, and follow us on all the platforms. Make sure you check out our website at LaneYapLegends.com. Follow us on Instagram at LaneYap.Legends, as well as Facebook, LaneYapLegends. Twitter, we are LaneYapL. And make sure you tune in and subscribe so you can follow us for the next episode. Peace. What up, y'all? What's going on? I'm your host, Jared, from the Lanyash Podcast. Give me what you need in news and interviews. Today on the show, we have someone I've been knowing, I didn't realize it's been that long, probably going on over 20 years, coming to the show. Her name is Sarah Sheffin, Kevin. Oh, I'm all, I think I butchered that last name. How you pronounce it? How you pronounce your last name again? I knew it before she got married, forgive me. So she's the CEO of Lux Essentials Hair Care. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Mm-hmm. So give people a little background about yourself.
Well, let's see. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, East New Orleans. I went to Ray Abrams Elementary School off Dowman, no, Dwyer, I'm sorry. And then I went to Livingston Middle School, and then I ended up going uptown to Rob Wynn High School. And then after that, I graduated from Rob Wynn. Then I decided to pursue a college career in psychology at the University of New Orleans. And then I decided to finish my bachelor's degree there. No, well, not at UNO, because then Hurricane Katrina hit. After Hurricane Katrina happened, then I decided to go to Texas and finish my bachelor's degree in psychology at Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. And I also pursued a minor in human sciences. After that, I decided to pursue a master's degree at Loyola University to receive my master's of science in counseling. And now I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I'm more of an administrative role in my clinical career. And I'm married, and I have three children. And this is where I am now. And I have Lux Essential Hair Care.
Right, you're always busy with a handful when it comes to your kids.
Yes.
So what made you want to get into the hair industry?
A lot of people don't know. When I was 14 years old, I've always been intrigued by hair and hair care. When I was 14, I was a shampoo assistant for my own hairstylist. And she used to let me shampoo her customers, help clean up her shop. And I just used to watch her and watch everything she would do. And I enjoyed it. I just enjoy, you know, what it takes to take care of hair, the formation of hair, the biology of hair. And I just enjoy learning about it. Now, also my daughter, one of my twins, she had developed an iron deficiency. And with her iron deficiency, she ended up developing a condition called pica. And unfortunately, she was 1 year old at the time. So unfortunately, with that situation going on with her, she ended up, you know, pulling her own hair out, and she ended up eating her hair. And so she was, of course, completely bald in the front. you know, her hairline stopped here. And I ended up, you know, I already was intrigued by hair. So, of course, I have to grow my baby's hair back. She, of course, I don't want to walk it around like that. So I had to research and figure out how can I get this to grow back quicker than, you know, than the usual shampoo, wash, hair grease, whatever. So, and don't get me wrong, hair grease is great, but I think I had to go beyond, right? So that's when I started doing different mixtures. I started dipping in essential oils, doing some research, and then that's when her hair started growing back, when I started using these oils I would create. And so my husband was like, well, why don't you do something with this? And I was like, no, I think I just prefer to just do my girl's hair and, you know, use the products on my hair. And so happened he come home with some jars or bottles out of the blue. He was like, okay, so now what you gonna do? And so that's when, you know, Lux Essential came about.
Wow, so you created that just from an issue you're having with your daughter's hair. That's amazing. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Black girl woman, black girl power, huh? Creativity.
I know, right? Yeah, man. That was heartbreaking to see my daughter in that situation, for your child to witness your child with a condition where she's eating her own hair. That's not good. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but she's good now. You know, we got her iron levels back. She's on her supplements. And, of course, her hair has grown back fully, of course. So she's good now.
All right. So you did that. So you created it to help your daughter out. So what made you want to start the whole company or brand? Because, you know, most people, especially you already have a 9-to-5. What made you want to branch out and start your own company?
Well, with not only being persuaded by seeing the progress my daughter has established, but and with my husband being my motivator, this is not my first time doing a big chop and going and becoming natural. This is my second time becoming natural. So even in the beginning, and also even when I was relaxed, you know, I realized that a lot of women who decide to go natural struggle or have some type of hardship with maintaining their natural hair and maintaining the care of it when it comes to hair care products and personal maintenance and hair care regimen. And so, you know, knowing that and knowing that I already loved hair and I knew I wanted to be a problem solver when it comes to natural hair, I said, you know what, let me formulate further. Let me start formulating other products and something that's really going to ignite hair growth and be a problem solver for our natural queens out there. You know, having natural hair is a beautiful thing. It is, but it's a task. And having the right products that are going to maintain your hair growth and not only the hair growth, but treat your scalp and consistent and has long lasting results when you use the product is very important to me. So that's why I went ahead and branched off further, because I want to be a problem solver. You know, I want to help women who do have natural hair, and a lot of women with natural hair, they have a hard time with moisture retention, breakage, because I don't think it's that they don't want to care for their hair. I think it's a lack of knowledge on what product fits your hair, your particular hair.
So. Okay. All right. So you have some numbers right here that you want to show the people. Don't you have a product right in front of you?
What'd you say? You broke
up. You have some products right in front of you?
Yes. I have Lux Essential hair mask that I am hoping to revamp one day at some point soon. I have our Lux Essential hair growth and scalp treatment oil. And I also have our Lux Essential Honey Hair Mask Booster. I absolutely love this. Let's see, it's on the screen. I absolutely love the booster hair mask. It is phenomenal. But all three products are great for your hair. All three of them helps with excessive shedding, breakage prevention, scalp stimulation. You cannot grow healthy hair without a healthy scalp. So, you know, I developed my hair growth oil, and this hair growth oil has also been consulted with a chemist as well. So I have a chemist on board with me that I consult with when I started developing these things, because, you know, I need somebody who also specializes in certain areas where I need further assistance. You know, I'm dealing with people's skin here. So that's what made me also consult with a chemist while formulating my products.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So, how does that work? Like when you doing products at home, and then you have to outsource, I guess, to get them manufactured with a chemist. How does that work?
Well, I manufacture them on my own at this time.
Okay.
Handcraft all of my products on my own. But with the chemist, I, you know, schedule an appointment with her. And then, you know, once I formulated my hair oil, that's when I scheduled with her, and she reviewed and went through all of the ingredients and talked about the pH balance, and we talked about allergies, like allergenics. Say it for me.
Okay. Allergenics.
Went into the allergy perspective of the formulation to make sure, you know, we are safe in that ballpark. You know what I mean? But I also have a disclaimer on my website, you know, to do patch tests first, because, you know, with essential oil blends and blending with other carrier oils and other essential oils, you have to be careful.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.